Please note, we are unable to play the songs referenced in this episode due to the legal stuff on this platform. For the full immersive experience, listen to DYUHWW on Mixcloud.com or play the songs on your favorite music streaming platform.
Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work? Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work? Do you understand how words work?
For God so loved the world that he gave them
Ms. Nina Davis, so she could ask,
do you understand how words work? Greetings and welcome to Do You Understand How Words Work? Where we explore and expound on words and phrases infusing musical and spiritual context for the enhancement of the collective. That's all of us. Because if we don't know what we're saying, are we saying anything? I'm your host, Ms. Nina Davis, keeping it real and holy. As we journey together and ask the question, do you understand how words work? Because there's a lot of misuse and misunderstanding out there on how words actually work. Some humans have never thought about how words work. They just use them, casually tossing them here and there without ever wondering about the impact of their choice and delivery of words. Well, we are going to think about, discuss, and apply context to some words and phrases often abused in our society. So, get your stylus and touchscreen device of choice, or pen and paper if you're old school, because life-changing information is imminent. In today's episode, we are going to discuss DE&I, or diversity, equity, and inclusion, and what it really indicates when context is applied, like what the three individual words actually imply and how they are supposed to work together. We are also going to discuss what DE&I is not. We also have survey data to chop up, a fabulous playlist to share, and of course, guest MCs to provide even more context and perspective. This is going to be fun. But before we get started, let's take our first music break and listen to Underdog by Alicia Keys. Listen for the DE&I expressed in the lyrics.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 1:7.
Do you understand how words work? Welcome back. Did y'all catch the verse where the taxi passenger and driver shared a moment? The driver shared a story about how oppressive his country is for women, with a woman passenger working to provide for her family here in a country where being a woman may be just one of the reasons she experiences oppression. In the previous episode, we went a little light on y'all and talked about love. Don't get me wrong, love is not light. It's truly a substantial topic and often difficult to practice and implement consistently, as we learned. Hashtag agape love. But of all the things to talk about, love is one of the easiest topics. It's usually warm and fuzzy, and it feels good and comfortable. Welp, starting today, we get to work. It's about to get real uncomfortable. We started with love because Ms. Nina wanted y'all to know first and foremost that she loves all of y'all. And all of this comes from a place of love, which is why it is of the utmost or greatest importance that we dive into this God work and prepare ourselves for what's to come. Y'all ready for this?
Y'all ready? They ready? Well, come on.
Ready?
Y'all ready?
They ready?
All right, then. Let's go. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Where did it come from? And what does it imply? We have all heard these terms used at work, in the news, politics, and on socials. We've probably even used these words in conversations with our family and friends. But do we ever stop to really think about how these three words work? I'm saying diversity, equity, and inclusion. They're always forced together as if they are one word, divequiclusion. However, that is not a real word. And diversity, equity, and inclusion are three distinct words with very distinct meanings and implications depending on the context. Let's start with diversity. What does diversity mean? Diversity is defined as being different or having different aspects. Also, being composed of differing elements or qualities. Having things that don't necessarily go together but work together. Diversity is also described as having variety. Diversity can be achieved and applied in countless situations. In decorating a home, contemporary glam can be used in one area while modern industrial can be used in another. This creates diversity in home decor. Diversity in the workplace includes having people from different cultures, backgrounds, ethnicities, genders, races, and abilities. Diversity helps us see and hear different perspectives that can be helpful to us on our life journey. Diversity can be applied to our workouts. We can have diverse workouts based on areas of the body we want to target. We can work on our arms, our legs, or our core. Or we can have one workout that includes all three of those areas. That's diversity. If we only work on our arms every workout, we will look like Popeye after a can of spinach.
I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat the spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Diversity is not everything blended into one. Diversity is not giving up our convictions or morals. Diversity is not illegal yet. Diversity is not religious or political. Diversity is not singling out or emphasizing one thing over another. Diversity has cohesion. It brings things together. It's like gumbo. All the flavors work together to create a complex flavor profile. They don't melt together becoming one flavor.
Okay, Ms. Mina. We get diversity, but what about equity and inclusion? How do they work?
Well, little seeds planted on fertile ground. Let us discuss equity next. And I appreciate your enthusiasm. So, what is equity then? Equity is tricky because it sounds a lot like equality. The root word of both is the word equal. And while both words relate to fairness, equity acknowledges that individuals have different needs and circumstances, and it, equity, aims to address resources and opportunities accordingly. While equality focuses on treating everyone the same way, regardless of needs and circumstances. For example, two humans walking side by side trip and both break their left ankle at the same time. All things appear equal. A passing human calls for emergency assistance. And the medical van shows up. There is only room to transport one of the humans to the hospital in the van. So, it's decided one human will be treated on the scene to stabilize the injury until that human can make their own way to the hospital. The other human is transported to the hospital while receiving fluids and pain meds on the way. Both humans receive medical assistance. That's equality. However, the type and level of assistance was not equal for both humans. and no accommodation was provided to compensate for the lack of equal transportation. There was no equity in the medical assistance received. The word equity is also used in legal matters, both civil and criminal, related to fairness and justice. Additionally, equity can refer to the earned value of property and/or financial instruments. While all that sinks in, and before we explore the word inclusion, let's take a music break. This song includes everybody I can think of, but maybe you can find someone that's not included. Have fun with that. Join me in listening to Perfect People by The Walls Group. This song is for you and you and you and you.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today
with Ms. Nina Davis.
Do you understand how words work? And we're back. Okay, we've defined and discussed diversity and equity. Now, let's see what inclusion is all about. Inclusion is defined as the act or state of being a part of something, being involved with or invited into an activity, group, or organization. In recent years, inclusion in certain contexts has also been applied to describe a policy or practice that avoids discriminating against minority groups. To be clear, inclusion is more than just inviting the social outcast to church service. It's sitting with that person, introducing that person to others in the congregation, including the pastor, and checking in with that person after Sunday service is over, for starters. Inclusion includes, see what I did there? Okay, I'm gonna do it again. Inclusion includes making accommodations to ensure the oppressed, marginalized, and unwanted have a positive experience. Inclusion aims to help all people feel included and respected. More on that later. A public service announcement to all the contemporary Christian churches and worship centers in America. It's not inclusion if other cultures only sit in the congregation and are not represented in the services. I don't mean having the token minority read the announcements. I mean the song choices, the images displayed, the food served, the conversation, and a host of other elements should also reflect the other cultures present in our congregations, if you claim to be diverse. Making others fit into your approved worship style is not inclusion. It's not even Christian. It's assimilation, which leads to colonization. And we've all seen that movie. No, thank you. Also, take the initiative. Do some research on your own and don't expect individuals in minority groups to answer for or be like every other person in that group. We are not your tour guides through a day in the life of fill in the blank with your favorite marginalized group. Now, back to our regularly scheduled program. Do you understand how words work? The DE&I episode. Where were we? Oh, inclusion. Inclusion also has science and mathematical context for the advanced thinkers out there. We now have a healthier understanding of the definitions and context of the words diversity, equity, and inclusion. Diversity, we determine, indicates having a variety of different components all working together. Equity, the tricky one, implies providing accommodations so that services can be equally benefited from by all. And inclusion denotes making accommodations so that the disrespected feel respected. Let's see how they all work together. What is divequiclusion? It's certainly fun to say, but what is implied when we hear folks say DE&I or diversity, equity, and inclusion? Let's cover the incorrect interpretations and misconceptions first, shall we? Divequiclusion is not a tool of the enemy to take opportunities from the majority. It's not illegal, religious, or political. DE&I is not code for things that only benefit minority groups. DE&I does not exclude the majority from the table. It adds extenders to the table to make room for minority groups. It's not a hate group. DE&I is not an entitlement or government subsidy. DE&I is not anti-Semitic or anti-any group. DE&I is not Black Lives Matter nor Antifa. DE&I, first used together as a concept in 2001, represents a set of values, principles, and practices that aim to establish a fair and just situation for all human beings. The implementation of DE&I practices should create diverse spaces where individuality is celebrated and creativity flourishes unbounded by prejudice and hate. At its simplest interpretation, DE&I seeks to enhance the experience of all by thoughtfully considering the perspective of all participating and making accommodations where needed. Even though the concept, using all three words, didn't originate until the early 2000s, the practice of incorporating diversity, equity, and inclusion principles in American societal etiquette started before the civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s, though many associate DE&I with ethnic minorities in America. Multiple amendments to the U.S. Constitution started the conversation about DE&I in America, not using those words together, but the context and implied meaning of those words. For instance, the 13th Amendment of 1865 abolished slavery and involuntary servitude except as punishment for crime.
Stop criming and volunteering for slavery, y'all.
The 14th Amendment, 3 years later in 1868, clarifies citizenship, voting eligibility, office holder eligibility, the validity of the U.S.'s ability to pay its debt, and that Congress has the power to enforce, by legal means, these additions. The 15th Amendment in 1870 further clarifies that all U.S. citizens, regardless of race, color, or previous slavery situation, has the right to vote, and Congress has the power to enforce these amendments. Items like the Voting Rights Act and the establishment of the EEOC, or Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, both established in 1965, and some even argue affirmative action practices originating in the early 1960s, further encouraged the concept of divequiclusion. DE&I includes all minority groups, not just racial groups. And due to the enriching nature of socializing with people different than ourselves, everybody benefits from DE&I practices. An example of DE&I in practice is women of African descent being able to wear their hair in natural styles without fear of ridicule or discrimination at work, school, etc. DE&I is not wearing your sleeping cap or bonnet in public spaces because you did not want to fix your hair. That's just being lazy. Own it, learn from it, and do better. Hashtag rules, boundaries, and limitations. Another example of DE&I is our neighborhood library. If the selection at all branches in a city is the same, including a variety of reading genres and research materials, and access to the location is equivalent for all, that's DE&I in practice at its best. DE&I practices exist because the majority has to be told to play nice with the minority.
There's Nina. My head hurts after all that. But I think I get it. DE&I practices combine the ingredients of the three individual words to create a safe and pleasant environment for all human beings.
Yes, seeker of divine knowledge, you've got it. Now, while the rest of the folks catch up, and before we wrap up today's segment, please enjoy this Prince throwback, still relevant today. Here is United States of Division by the artist formerly known as a symbol, Prince. Life is an eternal journey. Earth is just one destination. Do you understand how words work? Did y'all hear the line, but how you gonna say you love the Father and not love the Son? That is the ultimate division. Is it even possible to love the Father and not love the Son? Can you love a Father and not his Son in any circumstance that makes sense to human beings? Would any father have a relationship with someone who didn't love his Son? Not one that was doing fathering right. Division is the opposite of DE&I. In this first segment of DE&I, or Divequiclusion, we have defined the three-word concept and looked at how the three words work individually and together. We've heard three songs that express Divequiclusion through lyrical storytelling. We also now know that DE&I exists because certain humans do not naturally play well with others. Thank you for your attention and engagement during this first segment. We shared and discussed a significant amount of information with you all today. Learning is just fun. And that concludes our first segment of DE&I, or Divequiclusion. Coming up in segment two, y'all know what time it is. Society's two cents gets thrown into the mix. Survey data and the playlist. If you haven't taken the Divequiclusion survey yet, do it today. Share your opinion and experience with all of us. Segment two is packed with all sorts of exciting and helpful information for this life and the next. Stay tuned. Ms. Nina Davis will be back with more Do You Understand How Words Work? Soon and very soon. Until next time, practice love, give grace, and stay funky. Shalom. Please visit our website at www.dyuhww.org.
Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work? Do you understand how words work?